In today's gospel, Christ requires us to forgive each other as God forgives us. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me. I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So there's two gentlemen in my life that I'm going to tell a little story about, and I'm going to change their names just not for the protection of the innocent, but for my protection, just so I don't get a phone call or an email later saying, really, really? So these two gentlemen in my life, Wayne and Sam. Wayne and Sam have been friends for 40 years or more. They grew up in grammar school together, went through high school together, some of their adult life together. They've done a lot together. They're best friends, Wayne and Sam. As a matter of fact, Wayne and Sam are also part of our circle of friends. You know, we all know each other, and it's a vast circle. Well, one day, Sam says to Wayne, Wayne, I've got this really big event happening in my life, and I need my best friend by my side. I need you to help me with some things, and this is very important to me. Wayne, will you be by my side? And Wayne says to Sam, absolutely, you're my best friend. Why wouldn't I be there for you when you need me? I will be there for whatever you need. Well, the event was coming up, and it was about 2 weeks away from the event. And Wayne says to Sam, Sam, I got some bad news. I can't be there for you. Something else came up. And Sam says to Wayne, but I really need you. This is something very important in my life, and I want my best friend by my side. And Wayne says, I'm sorry, but I'm going to do this other thing, and I'm sorry. Well, that was the last time Wayne and Sam spoke. 40 years of friendship, just like that. Some time went by, about 6 months, 7 months, and Wayne realized that he had hurt Sam greatly by not being by Sam's side. So Wayne decided to reach out to Sam. and wanted forgiveness and wanted to talk with Sam and wanted to just get back in Sam's life. But Sam refused. And to this day, Sam has still refused Wayne's asking for forgiveness. So what happens as a result of this? Well, first you have 40 years of friendship thrown out the window. Next, you have poor Wayne, who is carrying this guilt with him for the rest of his life because Sam will not forgive him. He's clearly contrite about what he has done, and he's trying to rid himself of this guilt, but he can't because Sam won't forgive him. But what's happening with Sam? Sam is carrying around this anger. And this anger shows up at times, especially when you're out in the neighborhood and Sam and Wayne see each other. Sam's carrying around that anger. So anger and guilt, when we're carrying those two things, we don't feel well, do we? And what else is happening? Neither one of them is showing the love and mercy of God. I should say, Sam is not showing the love and mercy of God by not forgiving Wayne. If Sam had only accepted Wayne's apology and forgiven Wayne, can you imagine what would have happened then? Well, Wayne wouldn't have that guilt weighing on his shoulders. Wayne would probably be a happier person. A 40-year relationship would be mended and brought back together. Sam wouldn't be carrying around that anger that's tearing him apart and weighing him down. That anger would be gone and would make room for love and forgiveness and mercy. And each one of them would have shown the love of God to each other, simply by saying, "I forgive you." And then that would have permeated out throughout the community, us who are in that circle, because we would have saw it too. We would have saw it and said, "Wow, Sam forgave Wayne. How wonderful." And we all would have saw the love of God. Because that's what we're asked to do today. We're asked to forgive somebody who has sinned against us or hurt us or transgressed against us. We are asked to do that for ourselves, for the person asking the forgiveness, and for the community around us to see it, to know it, the love of God. When we forgive somebody, we're showing them the love of God. We're showing them our love, but the love of God by forgiving. Now, as I was preparing for this, I was reminded of a prayer, a beautiful prayer. And I'd like to recite it for you. And if you know it, please join in. It goes like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Now stop there. I know you know the rest of it. Forgive us our trespasses in the same way that we forgive those who trespassed against us. Now, I know all of us say this prayer every Sunday, every weekend, at home, whatever we're doing. And we're asking God, "God, give me my daily bread, the things I need for that day. God, protect me from evil." And we're asking God to forgive us in the same way that we forgive somebody else. Do we really want to ask for that? How do we forgive each other? And do we want God to forgive us in that same manner? I know I'm not perfect, and I have a hard time forgiving. It takes me a while. So yes, sometimes I don't want God to forgive me in the same manner I forgive somebody else. It's something we need to work on. And when we pray that prayer and we read this gospel, it reminds us that whatever we're asking of God, we need to give to another. And that's the only way we're going to show God here on earth. By forgiving as we want to be forgiven. And if we truly believe that prayer when we're saying it, then that's what we need to do. To forgive another in the same way that we want to be forgiven. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. Remember, we're to mimic Christ on the day he was dying on the cross in all his agony and all the soldiers mocking him and everybody around him. What does he do? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Even at his very last moment, even in the midst of it, he showed us what we are to do. Forgive them. Forgive me in the same way that I forgive another. God bless.